associated with all the...
Well, all I can tell you about my mother, of course, I lost my father when I was just four. All I can tell you about my mother is what the old timers say, and they all would tell me, "Oh, you're all right, but you're not voluptuous like your mother." So apparently, she enjoyed beauty. Well, I know she was pretty. Uh-huh. My mother was a very beautiful woman. She had classic features, minor pug like my daddy's people, mm-hmm. but my mother had very beautiful features, mm-hmm. brown eyes, mm-hmm. and she showed the French part. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think she was in the middle of society, uh-huh. if we want to call it society, mm-hmm. and she was very philanthropic. As a matter of fact, I think my mother really founded civic music here in this community. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it was over the states or not, but the original idea of civic music was given by my mother, mm-hmm. and she was an avid club woman. And she was a philanthropist. She gave many things to the city. Mm-hmm. And my father gave Artesian Square because he owned so much of the land around here. Mm-hmm. And he gave Old Bayview Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And there is a street named for my father, Sam. And a street named
for... Was that during his lifetime?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And a street named for my father, Sam. There's a Mustard Avenue and a Sam Street.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Let's see. Now we've your mother's people. You've already told me that your mother's mother was from here, and I suppose her husband. Do you know anything about her educational background? Your grandmother on your mother's side.
No, honey, but mm-hmm. I assume they were just all good people, but going off to college, possibly. I think there were seven children, so I'm almost sure they all married early. I don't think they... Now, Mama's oldest sister was a teacher, mm-hmm. and she probably educated herself after she was not right out of high school. I think she was self-made. Mm-hmm. I think she went to a Baptist school. Mm-hmm.
But it's probably unlikely that your grandmother would have gotten a real formal
education.
No,
I would say she was just born for the home. And mm-hmm.
and I will ask you if she ever worked, to your knowledge, for a living.
No. Mm-hmm. My mother, we're the only generation that started working. Uh-huh. My sister was librarian.
Mm-hmm. Now, did these people live on the farm? Your grandparents on your mother's side, were they farm people?
No, honey, I don't think so. I'm inclined to believe... Now, my mother's father was sheriff here at one time.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming that they made their living. I know there were several in the family who were in the hardware business, mm-hmm. but how far back that goes, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And let's look at your father's people, his parents. What was your grandfather's occupation?
Well, they had a plantation, of course, and tobacco.
In this part of the country?
No,
Kentucky. No, that's right.
Kentucky. And I've sort of lost track of them in the last few years because they were all getting quite old. Mm-hmm. But I think there's yet a Luckett Tobacco Company in possibly Louisville. Or Lexington, Louisville, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's primarily the rank. And then the girls were all old maids, and they were school teachers. They were educationalists. Mm-hmm. One of them established a girls' private school in Rome, Italy. She went over there just to visit, and she never came back. Mm-hmm. She just established a private school for girls. So they were super educated people, my father's people were. He was a very brilliant man.
Where did he get his education?
I don't know the institution.
Uh-huh. No. But he was already a lawyer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know what prompted him to come here? Was it